North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a happy new year.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
Here's a big thank you to each of you who helped make my Angel Tree Christmas campaign such an amazing success this year. Over 12,000 children of prisoners are blessed by your generosity. And for the rest of you, it's not too late to help Angel Tree and snag a year-end tax deduction as well. Just go to LarryElder.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. From Christ-centered summer camps to Angel Tree sports clinics, Prison Fellowship serves these special kids all year round. But you make the magic happen. Please go to LarryElder.com and make an Angel Tree gift in any amount, and you'll get a year-end tax deduction just for doing something special for kids with a mom or dad in prison. Thank you so very much. To quote Joe Biden, Merry Christmas, y'all. Enjoy this Christmas presentation of Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours.
Larry Elder here, and we continue my story about Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours, my last book about my relationship with my father. Now, I mentioned that my dad joined the Marines. What I have not yet talked about is the fact that he was a Montford Point Marine, M-O-N-T-F-O-R-D, Montford Point Marine. They were the first black Marines. There were 20,000 of them from 1942 to 1947. And a few years ago, Congress granted these Montford Point Marines a Congressional Gold Medal, the highest civilian honor that Congress could give. My dad was too weak to attend the ceremony, and after my dad died, a chief of staff of Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, whose name is Kathleen Staunton, suggested that she could arrange to have an award ceremony posthumously for my dad. And she worked tirelessly to set it up, and at Camp Pendleton, my dad was awarded a Congressional Gold Medal posthumously by Colonel Jason Bohm. Congressman Rohrabacher spoke, Colonel Jason Bohm spoke, and here is what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, Commanding Officer of 5th Marine Regiment, Colonel Jason Bohm.
Congressman Rohrabacher, General Colonies, General Monday, members of the Elder family, members of the Montford Point Marine Association, the 1st Marine Division Association, Dana Point Support Group, fellow commanders, sergeants major, Marines, and sailors. We are honored that you joined us today to recognize the service of one of our own, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder. It is appropriate that we hold this ceremony here on the hallowed ground in which the Fight the Fifth Marines memorializes the service and the sacrifice of our brothers in arms. I use the word brothers because that is what we are. The Marine Corps is a family, and our motto of Semper Fidelis, or always faithful to our God, to our country, and to our Corps, creates a bond that nothing can sever. So just as we remember those of this fine regiment who fell in battle, we also remember all of those who once wore the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. Staff Sergeant Elder was one of these men. He was our brother. But it wasn't always this way. In the days leading up to World War II, the United States was a segregated society in which the African American community faced bigotry, racial prejudice, and discrimination. It was not until June 25th of 1941 just 5 months before the bombing of Pearl Harbor thrust us into the Second World War, that President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued an executive order, number 8802, and first opened the door for African Americans to serve in all branches of the armed services. He stated, "In affirming the policy of full participation in the defense program by all persons, regardless of color, race, creed, or national origin, all departments of the government, including the armed forces, shall lead the way in erasing discrimination over color and race." But even with this direction, the Marine Corps was slow to embrace bringing African Americans into its ranks. In fact, many doubted whether African Americans would meet the high standards that the Marine Corps was known for. There was little doubt about how some in the Marine Corps felt about accepting these men into the Corps when the Commandant at the time stated, "The Negro race has every opportunity now to satisfy its aspirations for combat in the Army, a very much larger organization than the Navy or Marine Corps. And their desire to enter the naval service is largely, I think, to break into a club that doesn't want them." Regardless of the Commandant's protest, our nation's civilian leadership saw the need for equity and allowing Americans and African Americans to serve proudly in the nation's naval service, and announced in April 1942 that a battalion of 900 African Americans would be formed in the Marine Corps once suitable training sites were established. The battalion would be organized into a composite defense battalion consisting of coastal artillery, anti-aircraft artillery, tanks, and infantry to defend overseas bases like those of Wake, Johnson, and Midway Islands that had already seen action against Japanese forces in the opening salvos of World War II. But before the battalion could be formed, it first needed a place to train and recruits to fill its ranks. The site chosen to train the first African-American Marines was a rugged and heavily wooded area, 5.5 acres large, at a site near Jacksonville, North Carolina, called Mumford Point. Mumford Point was located near a sprawling area near the New River that would soon become known as Camp Lejeune, the major East Coast combat training site for Fleet Marine Forces at the time, and still today. The first recruits were used to build the now famous camp of wooded huts, so others could follow and begin their training. Soon they would all be braving a variety of threats, ranging from the swagger sticks of tough drill instructors to the snakes, mosquitoes, and bears that inhabited the area. As the camp was built, the call went out, and the country's African-American communities responded. Recruits started to pile in from the north and from the south, from all walks of life. They came for different reasons. Some wanted the challenge of being a Marine. Some wanted to earn a living, but they all came to serve their country honorably, regardless of still being treated like second-class citizens. Randolph Elder was one of these men. We are honored to be joined this morning by Larry and Kirk Elder, Staff Sergeant Elder's two surviving sons and their families. Randolph Elder was born in Athens, Georgia in 1915, and he grew up during the Great Depression. He would work a number of odd jobs, such as being a bellboy, a shoe shiner, a valet, and a cook, and before becoming a porter on the railroad and getting his first taste of California. Like many Americans at the outbreak of World War II, Randolph Elder chose to serve his country, but he wouldn't settle for any service. He wanted to be one of the best. Although he knew it would be challenging, Randolph enlisted in the Marine Corps and would be sent to Mumford Point, where he would earn the title of Marine. Based on past job experience, Private Elder at the time was made a cook, a job critically important to the Marine Corps. Because any Marine will tell you that there are two things you don't mess with a Marine, his pay and his chow. Living up to the ethos of the Corps, of every Marine, a rifleman and a fighter, regardless of what their primary job is, Private Elder was trained for combat and was sent overseas to the Pacific Theater to prepare for the expected invasion of Japan. He would spend his time in the Pacific on the island of Guam and perform so well he was promoted 4 times, attaining the rank of Staff Sergeant. Like many veterans following the end of the war, Randolph Elder was challenged to find work, but the perseverance, work ethic, and commitment to excellence that he learned growing up during the Depression and as a Marine would lead to him eventually opening up his own restaurant in the Pico Union area of Los Angeles. He would faithfully run the Elder Snack Bar for 30 years, raising a family in the process and instilling many of the values he learned as a Marine into his sons. Having gone through a time of racism and bigotry, Randolph Elder overcame. He would raise his sons to understand that the sky is the limit and they should follow their dreams. But his legacy goes beyond that of his immediate family. The hard work, superior performance, and professionalism of Staff Sergeant Elder and his fellow Mopper Point Marines broke down the barriers and opened the doors to future generations of African Americans, resulting in a Marine Corps today in which one is judged on the value they bring to the table and not by their race, color, or gender, as is evident by two of our leaders here in the 5th Marines today, Sergeant Major Lonnie Travis, the Sergeant Major and Senior Enlisted Advisor of 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines, and Captain Aaron Brush, the Commanding Officer of Bravo Company, 1st Battalion, 5th Marines. Just over one year ago, thanks to the tireless efforts of our current Commandant, General James Amis, and Congresswoman Corrine Brown from Florida, the United States Congress bestowed the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest civilian award that can be awarded for an outstanding deed or act of service to the security, prosperity, and national interest of the United States, to the Mopper Point Marines.
This is Larry Elder, Special Edition. Dear Father, Dear Son, 2 Lives, 8 Hours.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Mama in the kitchen cooking, and the children are fast asleep. It's time for old Santa Claus to make his midnight cream call.
Enjoy this Christmas presentation of Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours.
And we're recognized at a separate ceremony held at the U.S. Capitol. Unfortunately, Staff Sergeant Elder was unable to attend as he passed just 1 year prior to these events. Yet we honor his service today in presenting the Congressional Gold Medal to his sons, Larry and Kirk.
That was Colonel Jason Baum, August 16, 2013, in which he awarded my dad posthumously his Congressional Gold Medal. My brother and I were both there. It was really quite a moving ceremony. There were 125 Marines in full dress there, all for my dad. I can only imagine what he would have said. Recall, as I was writing this book about him, he kept saying, "Why do you care about my little life?" Can you imagine what he would have said? 125 young, strong Marines saluting his life, awarding him a posthumous gold medal. It was absolutely amazing, and I want to again thank Kathleen Staunton, the Chief of Staff of Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. Dana Rohrabacher himself spoke as well for arranging the ceremony. It was so moving and so powerful, and I could not be more proud. I learned something when I was sitting there listening to the ceremony about how often my dad had been promoted. I knew that he'd been a staff sergeant. I didn't realize he'd been promoted 4 times. And speaking of learning something, when my dad died, a friend of mine who was an officer with the LAPD named Joseph Bezak, who was also a Marine, served in Desert Storm, I believe it was, he arranged for my dad to have a Marine burial. And we had a service at Forest Lawn in Hollywood. And when Joseph did a little bit of research, a little bit of background on my dad, he told me that my dad was a staff sergeant. Now, I've never served. My brothers have served, but I never served. And I did not know what a staff sergeant was, and I think I mentioned this before. Joseph said that even though promotions were really, really fast during the Second World War, the fact that your dad became a staff sergeant in a matter of maybe 11 months, he said that's warp speed. And it shows you what a devil dog he was. Devil dog is a term that people use for Marines. My dad never mentioned it. And it's not in the book because I finished the book before I found out that he had been a staff sergeant, let alone that he'd been promoted 4 times. There's something else, too, that I need to tell you about my reconciliation with my father. When I attended law school in Michigan, I was recruited by a law firm in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'd been to Cleveland 1 or 2 times before because I have an uncle who lives there. But I knew nothing about the city, although this law firm is a very big law firm, now one of the largest in the country. And they offered me way more money than the L.A. DA's office was offering, where I had summer clerked and intended to work full-time. So I figured I would maybe go to Cleveland for a couple of years and then transfer to maybe another law firm or rejoin the L.A. County DA's office after a couple of years. I contacted the L.A. County DA people and told them that I was going to take this job with a law firm and would I not be able to reapply to get my job back again. Where I had summer clerk, they were very happy with me, and they made me an offer. And they said, we can't guarantee, but certainly if you want to reapply, you'll have a good shot at becoming an L.A. County DA. So that was sort of my game plan. Keep in mind, I had not yet reconciled with my dad. So I go to Cleveland, and I visit my uncle, who I really didn't know. He's my mother's youngest brother. And one of the many things he told me, Thurman, was that he roomed with my dad before my dad met his sister. I said, get out of here. I mentioned earlier that my dad has no relatives. When the phone would ring at the house, the phone would always be for my mom, unless maybe somebody broke into the cafe, in which case the phone call would be for my dad. So the cafe was broken into a couple of times. Outside of that, when the phone rang, rest assured it was not for my dad, because my dad had no buddies who came by the house, had no relatives who would call from time to time. And I never knew anybody who knew my dad before my dad met my mom. And I told Thurman some of the things that I write about early in the book, about the whippings and about how cold I thought my dad was, how mean I thought he was, how I thought he really didn't love us because of his attitude, how thin-skinned he was, how hair-triggered he was. And I would tell Thurman these kinds of things over the first several months that he and I were kind of getting acquainted. And Thurman said, I think you are misjudging this man. He said, I probably know him better than you do. And he's nothing like what you say. And I kind of ignored it because I felt that Thurman was simply trying to negotiate some sort of rapprochement with me and my dad, with my dad and me. And I really wasn't hearing it because I was still very angry towards him. But little by little, Thurman would tell me things about him, things that they did together, things my father said, things my father believed in. And little by little, a portrait of a man I didn't know began to be painted. I still did not think that my dad and I would ever reconcile, but I began to realize that my dad was a lot more complicated than I thought he was. And Thurman, for example, told me that my dad was always, always loyal to his friends. He was always fair. He always saved his money. He always had money when nobody else had any money. He was always working. He always got up early. He stayed late. He said, your dad didn't play, which was an expression meaning he took care of business. And when I told him about the whippings, Thurman seemed to be kind of indifferent towards it because he was similarly whipped when he grew up and did not think all that much of it. And I think when I told you earlier that I began to have difficulty sleeping, it was because of my conversations with Thurman that caused me to begin to reconsider my attitude towards my dad to the point where I had difficulty sleeping. Again, not to the point where I thought my dad and I would suddenly become buddies. But because of Thurman, I began to rethink maybe how I felt about him and at least began to have a plan so that my dad and I would clear the air. And again, I thought clearing the air would be a 5 or 10 minute conversation in which I would enumerate the bad things I thought he had done to me, and he probably would consider me to be ungrateful with the way he did when he came home from me walking out of the restaurant and throwing the $10 at me. But at least we would put on the table how we felt. And so I write about my relationship with Thurman in the book, and that had I not gone to Cleveland and had Thurman, my mother's youngest brother, not lived there, and had Thurman and I not had the number of conversations that we had, sometimes long into the night, I don't know that I would have reconciled with my father, and certainly I know that I would not have reconciled with him when I did at the age of 25, which gave us decades, decades of friendship. This is Larry Elder, special edition of Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours. And again, the book is available on Amazon.com or on ElderStatement.com. If you go on ElderStatement, you'll see all 4 of my books. Just click it on, and it'll lead you to Amazon.com. Special edition, Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I saw old Santa through my window Christmas Eve. My eyes were really droopy, but I really do believe it must have been old Santa, 'cause I saw his big red hat.
Enjoy this Christmas presentation of Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours.
As I mentioned, the conversation I anticipated would last no more than 5 or 10 minutes. Instead, it lasted 8 hours. And during the course of the book, I talk about how when my dad and I were sitting in these two stools during the course of the 8 hours, people would come up to the window and knock on the window because the restaurant didn't stay open so late. And people wondered whether or not my dad was okay. And it was amazing watching all of these people walk by the restaurant, knock on the window, and ask my dad, was he okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Is everything okay? And this is the goodwill that my dad spread in and around that cafe, Elder Snack Bar, 1230 South Valencia, Taste the Difference. It was an area that was became increasingly Latino. And many of the kids in the neighborhood grew up, and some of them became tough guys, and some of them joined gangs. But there was this oasis around my dad's cafe, even though this was a pretty tough area. Sure, there would be graffiti on the windows. But in operating the cafe for, I guess, nearly 30 years, never did anybody come in and rob the place. Not one time. And these kids that my dad grew up with, he would often open the back door of the restaurant and give these little kids ice cream. Not charge anything, just give them ice cream. Because my dad just loved children. Now, these kids that were 5 and 6 and 7 years old when he gave ice cream were now 17, 18, 19, mid-20s, late 20s. And some of them were tough guys, gang members. My dad would leave the cafe at night. It's completely dark now. And he'd walk out, and everybody, of course, knew he had money, cash money. And sometimes he would hand people, these kids, not kids now, they're in their teenagers or early 20s, the bag with the money. As he opened the truck to put stuff in the trunk, and they would hand him back the money. Again, an oasis around my father because of all the goodwill that he had spread. So as we're sitting there, and I'm getting to know him, and my dad very casually mentioned his ex-wife. And I thought he misspoke. And I said, excuse me, I thought you said ex-wife. He said, I did. I said, you were married before? And he said, and I quote, you didn't know that? Dad, how would I have known that? And I thought he was going to say I was married briefly and something happened. I said, how long were you married? And he said, the first time or the second time? I said, you've been married twice before Mom? He said, yes. And I'm flabbergasted now. I assume that my dad and my mom had been married forever. By the way, they were married for 56 years. My mom died before my dad, even though my dad is 9 years older. And I said, the first or the second time? And he said, yes, the first time I was married, I married a girl that I was in love with. And when her parents found out that we got married, that she was married to somebody who left school when he was in the eighth grade and was working menial jobs, they took her to the courthouse and they had the marriage annulled. I said, and the second time? He said, the second time I was married for 7 years. I said, 7 years? And what happened? He said two things. First, she cheated on me. And second, I always wanted to have kids, and we tried and tried and tried, and we couldn't. And so because she cheated on me, we got divorced. And because she couldn't have children, I was happy to perhaps maybe meet somebody else who could. I was stunned. Imagine finding out that your father had been married before, not only once, but twice. And then in both cases, it had a painful ending. The girl's family felt he wasn't good enough for her, marches her down to the courthouse, annuls the marriage, and the second one cheats on him. And then he has three sons who think he's mean and an ogre, and they don't like him. My goodness. More about Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours, when we return. This is a special edition of The Larry Ellison Show. And this is my fourth book. Again, it's available on Amazon.com, or even easier, just go to my blog, elderstatement.com. You'll see at the top, Dear Father, Dear Son. Click it on. I will return shortly. Don't leave town.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is, Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The fentanyl epidemic is killing 400 Americans per day. The new documentary, Fentanyl Death Incorporated, takes a deep dive into this deadly killer.
It is the equivalent of a 747 going down every 2 days.
The 9,000 kilograms that were seized by the HIDTA program last year is sufficient to kill the population of the United States several times over.
Americans age 18 to 45 are the number one consumers of fentanyl. Our friends, our neighbors, our own family members.
The Surgeon General released the report on the epidemic of loneliness, and that is a real thing.
Where is all of this stuff coming from?
Who's in the fentanyl supply chain? Where are the super labs? How are they using our open borders to cause such devastation?
All roads lead back to China.
The danger is all around us. The time is now.
They're killing our children. How do we change that?
Don't miss this important documentary report, Fentanyl Death Incorporated. It could save the life of someone you love. Available exclusively at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Here's a big thank you to each of you who helped make my Angel Tree Christmas campaign such an amazing success this year. Over 12,000 children and prisoners are blessed by your generosity. And for the rest of you, it's not too late to help Angel Tree and snag a year-end tax deduction as well. Just go to LarryElder.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. From Christ-centered summer camps to Angel Tree sports clinics, Prison Fellowship serves these special kids all year round. But you make the magic happen. Please go to LarryElder.com and make an Angel Tree gift in any amount, and you'll get a year-end tax deduction just for doing something special for kids with a mom or dad in prison. Thank you so very much.
Love to hear your comments about what I've been talking about so far. So feel free to give me a call. and leave me a comment at 888-971-7243. And tune in tomorrow for part two and the conclusion of Dear Father, Dear Son. Now, I mentioned that my brother and I were honored to attend a ceremony at Camp Pendleton that was arranged by the Chief of Staff for Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Kathleen Staunton. And Dana Rohrabacher spoke there as well. And I briefly spoke, and here's what I said, and then my brother and I will be talking about this.
My dad was cleaning out the garage one day. I happened to be just driving by there to come and see him, and it's a good thing that I did, Kirk, because my dad was about ready to throw out something that he found in this big old case that had been sitting in the garage for years. We pulled out an envelope. I said, "What is this, Dad?" He said, "I don't know." And we looked at it, and it was a letter that my dad had written to you when you were 2 years old. And my dad then remembered. He had a premonition he was going to die at the age of 36. Now, my dad lived to be almost 100, just a bit outside. He died a little bit before his 96th birthday. But he always had a premonition he was going to die at the age of 36, and he wanted to leave something for my brother as some sort of, like, roadmap for the future. And here's what he wrote. May 4, 1951. "Kirk, my son, you are now starting out in life, a life that mother and I cannot live for you. So as you journey through life, remember it's yours. So make it a good one. Always try to cheer up the other fellow. Learn to think straight, analyze things. Be sure you have all the facts before concluding, and always spend less than you earn. Make friends, work hard, and play hard. Most important of all, remember this. The best of friends wear out if you use them. This may sound silly, son, but no matter where you are on the 29th of September, Kirk's birthday, see that mother gets a little gift, if possible, along with a big kiss and a broad smile. When you are out on your own, listen and take advice, but do your own thinking and concluding. Set up a reasonable goal, then be determined to reach it. You can and will. It's up to you, son. Your father, Randolph Elder." Once again, I want to thank you all so much for honoring my dad and for honoring his service to this great country. And may God bless America, and may God continue to bless all of us. Thank you very much.
Retire the colors!
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the retiring of the colors and remain standing for the exiting of the official party, followed by the playing of Edgar the Way and the Marine's hymn.
Forward! March!
Kirk, sure. My brother is now joining us. Kirk, you there?
Yes, I'm there. How are you doing?
Excellent. How about you? So, Kirk, we're doing a special edition of Dear Father, Dear Son.
Yeah, I was listening to that last excerpt and brought back some memories.
That was someday, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, he was such a closed person. I don't know what you want to say. You know, as I got older, I found out all you had to do was ask him a question, he would answer it, even about his past if you asked him.
Mm-hmm.
But he never volunteered everything. You know, and as you're a kid and you know, you're trying to figure out your father, you don't know what to ask. So he was just, you know, real closed with his feelings sometimes, and I wish he would open up a little bit more.
But Kirk, I felt that in looking at it and hearing from people who have read the book, I'm getting letters from people saying, my dad was the same way. We're not just talking about black people. My dad was the same way. This is a generation, as I mentioned earlier in the show.
Oh, no, I understand all of that. I'm just saying that, you know, we really got to know him in his later years.
Mm-hmm.
We're older. He's a little older. We actually know what questions to ask. Because it was you found out about the Munford Marines, and I didn't know anything about that.
Right.
And, you know, we just start asking questions and stuff, and it was, mind-blowing.
But what I started to say, Kirk, is that's that generation. That's that World War II/Depression generation. These were not talkative people. These were not warm, touchy people.
Tell me about it.
Man, and I don't know if you heard the part earlier, but one of the things I mentioned, Kirk, is that had I not gone to Cleveland, had I not met Thurman, Mom's youngest brother, our uncle,
mm-hmm.
and had I not found out that he roomed with Dad before Dad even met Mom, and I was going BMW, which stands for bitch, moan, and whine, about Dad one time to Thurman,
mm-hmm.
and Thurman said, you know, I used to live with your dad before your dad met your mom. I said, get out of here. And he said, the man that you're describing is not the man that I know. He said, either he's changed or you've misread him. And he would tell me stuff about Dad and how Dad was. And he was shocked at how hostile that I was towards him. He was shocked at the hard attitude I had towards him. And it made me rethink some things.
You tend to get a little emotional sometimes.
And you don't? And you don't?
I kind of roll with the punches, you know, and I guess that's the best way to say it. And so we didn't have the best relationship, but I never really did hate him or really mad at him. I just didn't understand him.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I thought he was too tough when he should have been a little bit nicer. And again, you know, you go back to how hard he worked and all the hours he put in, and I can understand a lot of it now, but when I was younger, I didn't.
Well, I was really mad at him, and I know Dennis was too. We both felt the same way. I think you felt a little differently because you just reacted to things somewhat differently. But Dennis and I felt the same way about him. And Kirk, I don't know if you know the story. Well, you read the book, but you know the story about how Dad met Mom. He met Mom through Uncle Eddie, who was married to Aunt Juanita,
right.
Mom's sister. And we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm talking to Kirk Elder, my brother, about Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours. Kirk, of course, is prominently featured in the book. And when Kirk read the book, I was worried that Kirk might have thought that I had miscast him. And Kirk said, yeah, I'm that way. You nailed it. Don't leave town.
How would you define your relationship with sleep? Are there challenges, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Here's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. So how do you get to your dream state? 3 words. Beans Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. This product will single-handedly change the way you sleep for the better. Text BEAM to 717-767. That's BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. Other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess. But Dream is an all-natural blend of ingredients like magnesium and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And for a limited time, you can get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Text BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. That's BEAM to 717-767.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are these and year.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Señor Santa Claus, my name is Panchito.
Here's a big thank you to each of you who helped make my Angel Tree Christmas campaign such an amazing success this year. Over 12,000 children and prisoners are blessed by your generosity. And for the rest of you, it's not too late to help Angel Tree and snag a year-end tax deduction as well. Just go to LarryElder.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. From Christ-centered summer camps to Angel Tree sports clinics, Prison Fellowship serves these special kids all year round. But you make the magic happen. Please go to LarryElder.com and make an Angel Tree gift in any amount, and you'll get a year-end tax deduction just for doing something special for kids with a mom or dad in prison. Thank you so very much.
Love to hear some feedback. Feel free to leave a message on that line, 888-971-SAGE. Now, Kirk, as I mentioned, Dad met Mom because Dad got his hair cut by our uncle named Eddie, and Dad and Eddie were Goombas. They were really good friends. And Eddie was married to Juanita, who's Mom's sister. And Eddie loved their relationship. They were just, and you know, you and I visited them. They live in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this wonderful relationship. And Aunt Nita was deferred to Uncle Eddie all the time. If Uncle Eddie wanted to do something, she did it. If Uncle Eddie said jump, she'd say how high and wouldn't come down until he told her to. And Dad asked Eddie if he had a sister because he assumed that Mom would be just like Aunt Nita. And so they met. And, Kirk, as you know, Mom ain't nothing like Aunt Nita.
Oh, no, no. Two different peas out of the same pot. No, there. Different as night and day.
Different as night and day. And Dad told me that. And he said he wasn't angry or bitter about that. But he said it took some getting used to. One of the other things, Kirk, that Eddie said that Thurman said, was how funny Dad was, how many jokes he pulled, some of the stunts that he did. And it really made him a lot more colorful. Kirk, people in the South were just getting telephones in those days.
Right.
And Uncle Eddie had just gotten a phone. So Dad called and said, this is a telephone company. I'm going to make sure your line is good. What I want you to do is set your phone down on the ground and back up. And Eddie went, excuse me? Set your phone down and back up. Set my phone down. Now, I don't have time to be messing around with you all day. Now, will you get to work? Set the phone down and start backing up. And so Eddie set the phone down, and Dad said, and say hello as you're backing up. So Eddie set the phone down and said hello and picked it up. Dad said, now, I told you to set the phone down and back up and say hello. I'm trying to check your line and make sure the connections are good. So Eddie sets the phone down and starts backing up. Hello? Hello? Gets back on the phone. My dad said, now I set back up. Sets the phone down now, backs up even further, going, hello? 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 My Aunt Nita comes in and says, what are you doing? And he said, I'm talking to the man with the telephone company. And Aunt Nita said, boy, that ain't nothing but Randolph making a fool out of you. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me now? Unbelievable. And he had story after story, some of which we'll talk about tomorrow, including the story called And I Want My Damn Dime, which is one of the chapters that people, I think, get the most pleasure out of. Kirk, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
You got it, bro. Love you.
Talk to you later.
No love. No love. No love. Maybe someday. Hard to say. Salute.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.